Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the fourth day of Kislev here in the United States, and already Yom Shlishi, the fifth day of the month of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel and around the world that the three Kedoshim whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza be returned for a proper burial without delay. Just earlier this morning here, at least on the East Coast, there was an article, I believe, in the Times of Israel that the remains of one of the bodies has been found. And so we are eagerly waiting and hopeful that it is one of these three and that they will be given a proper burial in Israel. Additionally, please keep in mind amongst all Chole Yisrael for Refua Shalema for Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana. May he and all in need have a Refua Shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eli Weinstock of the Jewish Center of Atlantic Beach in Atlantic Beach, New York, to share words of Devar Chizik. Following Rabbi Weinstock's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. I'll be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Weinstock will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, wherever you are. Thank you for joining. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share and be inspired with you together. Thank you. And I use that word a lot because this is the week of Thanksgiving, this Thursday, celebrated in America. For Jews, every day is Thanksgiving. This is the parsha of the week where we are introduced to the birth of almost all of the children of Yaakov, the fourth of whom is named Yehuda, who is named because Hapam Odeh et Hashem. Leah says, now I'll give thanks. And so Yehuda is a name of gratitude, of thanks, of thanksgiving. And of course, Jews are called Yehudim. So we are an ever thankful people. From the moment we get up, we say the words Modeh Ani. So gratitude is on our minds all the time, but especially on the American calendar, on the Jewish calendar. And we're in the month of Kislev, the month of Hanukkah, which we often immediately associate with the lighting of the Hanukkah lights, the Chanukiah, the menorah. We associate with the miracle of oil, rightfully so, for lighting with oil or cooking with oil. As I often like to joke that we have to consume fried foods that contain enough oil that oil would last for 8 days. That's part of the celebration and commemoration. Although the Talmud, when describing and asking why did we have Hanukkah and what do we do on Hanukkah, says that it is a holiday that the rabbis established. L'hodos u'lahalel. Hanukkah is really Thanksgiving. So we have Thanksgiving confronting us daily and always and in so many different ways. And I just wanted to share some thoughts on that idea of Thanksgiving, that in addition to it being an inherent part of who we are, how we share it and how we can share it in a couple of different ways that all circle and come together. The idea of we recite daily the Psalm of Thanksgiving, the Zmor L'Sodah, Psalm 100. But the idea that it's not just to be for us, it's meant to be publicized. The verse in Tehillim, Psalm 109, verse 30. Odeh Hashem Ma'od Befi. My mouth shall be grateful and sing the gratitude to Hashem. Uvesoch rabim ahalelenu. And I do this surrounded in the midst of many. It's the idea of gratitude isn't meant to be just our own focus, but is meant to be shared both in terms of saying thank you to those who help us. But the idea of being grateful is not an emotion of solitude. It's an emotion of sharing with others. This idea of being grateful surrounded by others, and in that way, being grateful is not just for us, it's for us to share with others and include others. It is interesting to note that the gratitude that we share, this idea of Mizmor L'Todah, is modeled after the sacrifice in the temple of the Thanksgiving, the Karban Todah. And that sacrifice was unique in that there were 40 loaves of bread that were brought. And the Hamek Davar, Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the rabbi of the Volozhin Yeshiva at the turn of the 20th century, noted that there seems to be an emphasis on there being so many breads, as well as on the fact that these breads included 10 breads that were challah, that were real bread. Interesting fact that the temple was basically a chametz-free zone. All of the other breads in the temple were matzah. They were not chametz. They were not leavened, except for 10 loaves of the Thanksgiving offering that were chametz. And Rabbi Berlin pointed out that there were so many loaves of bread that were part of the Thanksgiving offering because you were, in a sense, forced to invite so many people to celebrate with you so that you would be able to finish consuming the sacrifice, the offering, the Thanksgiving meal at the right, in the appropriate time frame. And if you're going to invite people, you know, let's face it, not everyone wants matzah. So there had to be the promise of some good soft bread as part of the celebration, the commemoration, and the gratitude. So we're looking that gratitude is meant to be shared with others, involve others. It's meant to be enjoyable. It's meant to be tasty. It's meant to be welcoming. And we want to have that sentiment expressed while we're giving thanks. And while gratitude amongst fellowship and friends and it being delicious is important in the human realm, at the same time, the idea of giving thanks, you know, we can ask a very interesting question. And this is something that Jewish mysticism asks, the Zohar asks the question, why do we have to say thank you if God knows what God did for us? Well, who is saying thank you? Well, we're saying thank you as if we don't, God doesn't know. And in addition to there being something about having a certain moral compass and manners and the like, the Zohar gives an answer that elevates our thanksgiving beyond just ourselves, beyond just sharing with others and including others, but it's this idea that it's a very spiritual, in the realm of the soul, that there's this idea that our gratitude has this spiritual energy that also needs to be shared. And if we're going to take that sentiment and bring it back home to the idea that gratitude is also about the physical and the spiritual and the mystical, when describing the idea of a meal of thanksgiving, a sudas hoda'ah, which we encounter in the Jewish tradition, when someone recovers, not only do they say the gomel blessing, but a practice that emerges from the Talmud is to have a meal, or if something exciting or good happens, to have a meal, a sudas hoda'ah. When describing that, there is a sentiment that is expressed that not only should it be a meal of thanksgiving and a feeling of thanksgiving and sharing the thanksgiving, but you know what? It's a nice opportunity to make a commitment how we can do something practical to help others. Mishnah Berurah points out this in describing that it's a good time to take on a commitment of how you can make the community better, make the shul better, make your neighbors better, and the like. So this season of Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving, the Parsha of Thanksgiving, the Hanukkah holiday of Thanksgiving, can hammer home for us the power of gratitude internally, externally, and physically, spiritually, emotionally, in ways to make the world a better, a more grateful, and uplifted place. We'll turn to the chapters of Tehillim, beginning with Psalm 20. La Matzeach, Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchotecha v'yolascha yudash nesela, yitein l'chach v'olvavecha v'cholatzascha yimalei, nirananu b'shuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nibgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati, ki hoshia Adonai Meshicho ya'aneu mishmei kodesho b'gburos yeshra yimino, אלה ברכה ואלה בסיוסים, אנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הם עקרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו, ויום קורנו. Psalm 121. שיר למעלות, אסו עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מהם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. עייקם למות רגלך על ינון שומרך, הנה לא ינום ולא יישן שומר ישראל, אדוני שומרך, אדוני צילך, יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמרך מקורה, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור ססך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. Psalm 130. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קרסיך, אדוני. אדוני שמע בקולי תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני, אם אבונוס תשמריה, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי אמך הסליחה למען תברא. כי ויסי אדוני כבשה נפשי ולדברו הוכלתי, נפשי לאדוני מי שומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל על אדוני כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה מופדוס, והוא יפס ישראל מכל אבונוסיו. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנשונים בצרה ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה ליאורה ומשיבו לגאולה, השרה בעגלו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say amen. Nishabirach Avotenu Avraham Yisrael V'Yaakov, who yivarech et chayelei tzva hagana v'Yisrael v'anshe kochot habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arsenu v'yarei Eloheinu. Migvul halvano v'yad midbar Mitzrayim, u'min hayam ha'gadol al-levo ha'arava u'vachol v'chom shehen, v'yabasha ba'avir u'vayam. Yitein Adonai et oyveinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem. Ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayeleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka u'mikol nega u'machala, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם בכתר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם, וילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה, ויברך וירפא את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, מאכלימו ורפוסו, מחזיקם ולחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם, לכל גידיהם, בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. So great to have you on. We look forward, please God, to have you back on in the near future. Also want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.